What I would do is kind of separate this out into four different things. One is just the general subject of legal malpractice. The other is the lawyer's creed. The second would be the lawyer's creed. The third would be the Texas disciplinary rules of professional conduct. And the fourth would be the Texas rules of disciplinary procedure. And normally we don't talk about the rules of disciplinary procedure very much. This last topic, but those rules were recently amended. Amendments were approved by the Supreme Court to go into effect in June of this year. They apply to grievances that are filed after June the 1st, regardless of when the conduct occurred that is being complained about. First, as to malpractice, first is the difference between these things. Malpractice is, of course, a common law cause of action against lawyers. Like the malpractice case against doctors and other professionals, it's generally doctors and lawyers are in their own category. It's a common law remedy, and even though there's a contractual relationship, generally speaking, between the lawyer and the client, just as there is between the doctor and the patient, the courts ignore that, except with respect to the creation of the relationship itself, and instead focus upon really at least a century, more than a century, of common law rules that have been fashioned to determine what the duties of the lawyer are to the client, what the standard of care is, and how and when that gets breached. In legal malpractice, one of the most important concepts to discuss is the anti-fracturing rule, which is the rule that says that basically against a lawyer, you either have a case for malpractice, which is professional negligence, or you have a case for breach of fiduciary duty, and really kind of never shall the twain meet.